It's a conversation heard in every honky-tonk bar in America. The pinnacle of BS you have with your buddies. Conversations so outlandish and absurd that the honky-tonk bars all around America are the only places where these conversations can be had with a pure lack of any political correctness.
But that don't change the truth, none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other.
That's right. It's time for the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Here are your hosts, producer Raven and Odie Coyote.
The Bar Talk Happy Hour. Welcome, everyone. I'm Odie Coyote with producer Raven. Producer Raven, have you ever had a wild party so crazy that someone ate a plant and threw it up?
I don't know about that, but proms can get pretty crazy.
I know. After prom, when I was in high school, we had the craziest time ever. What happened at after prom stays at after prom.
Oh, definitely.
But we got a story coming up about a goose, someone eating plants and throwing them up, and basically the biggest teen rager you've ever seen in your life. We're going to be talking all about that, as well as Jelly Roll had an amazing night at the iHeartRadio Awards. It's going to be talking about that. And what happens when you insult Luke Bryan and act like a total diva? We'll find out. We're going to be talking all about that coming up this hour in the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Want to thank you guys so much for tuning in on our podcast and our brand new syndicate show. And thank you so much for all the stations who are carrying us. We really, really appreciate it, and all the listeners. If you'd like to hear your favorite show, the Bar Talk Happy Hour, on your favorite station, make sure you let them know. Definitely are looking to add more stations. We got a whole lot more coming up on the Bar Talk Happy Hour, including all of your favorite music coming up. Keep it clicked. The Bar Talk Happy Hour, Odie Coyote, here back with you. Hope you're having a great night. We got a lot of great stories to get to. Let's go ahead and dive on into it. This week was full of some fun and also some very weird stories. We'll talk about those here in just a second. So Jelly Roll had a cool night over at the iHeartRadio Awards. A rapper, of course, turned country singer, received a standing ovation at the 2024 iHeartRadio Music Awards after delivering a very passionate speech while accepting the awards for Best New Artist Country, and Best New Artist Pop. He reflected on his unexpected success and expressed gratitude, attributing his achievements to divine intervention, the idea that God chooses unlikely individuals to deliver significant messages. His speech was both humorous and heartfelt, resonating with the audience and making a highlight of his remarkable breakout year in the music industry. And just to tap on this just a little bit, I have been trying to get an interview with Jelly Roll for some time, and I've got a good contact in his publishing team. And they, every time I email them, like, he's not doing interviews. He's not doing interviews. Jelly Roll, if you somehow, by the divine act of God, would you please listen to this show and reach out? We'd love to interview you. If there's been an artist this year I've been wanting to interview, it's actually been Jelly Roll. And I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep doing what I can behind the scenes, talking with his publishing team and working my way up the ladder to hopefully get an interview with Jelly Roll. I would really love to talk to him. He's such a charismatic individual, and I've been wanting to talk with him for some time. Anyway, I digress. Just thought I'd give you guys a little behind the scenes of what I've been trying to work on this year. Anyway, so here's what happens when you insult Luke Bryan on American Idol. It doesn't go well for you. So American Idol contestant Mandy Shekel, hope I pronounced this right, faced criticism after a contentious performance during Hollywood Week. She halted her song twice, the second time to perform a cappella, and made a poignant remark to Judge Luke Bryan about her singing abilities. Despite Bryan's offer of a second chance and efforts to ensure her comfort, Shekel's responses, which included adopting different accents, were met with disapproval. Her defiant stance in a later interview, referring to her, quote, boss energy, did little to sway public opinion, which largely disapproved of her behavior. Okay, so I don't understand this. And this seems to be a thing just with, like, American Idol contestants. Maybe it's just how it is and how it's always been with that show. But you look at a show like The Voice, no one ever talked that way or act like, a diva to, you know, Blake Shelton. And certainly no one's going to do it to Reba McEntire. No one. You are... Whew. Yeah, you want to piss off the wrong person. That's how you do it. I mean, Come on. Like, I realize Luke Bryan is kind of known as the pretty boy of country music, but dang it, he is very good. Have you guys not seen the Luke Bryan documentary that's been out there? If not, you really should. Producer Raven and I, we watched it together. Producer Raven, what did you think of that documentary of Luke Bryan?
It gave a different perspective on what you would expect from someone like him.
After watching that, I will never call him a pretty boy country act. I know he gets on stage and shakes his butt a lot, but you know what? If I were in his position, I'd get on stage and I'd shake my butt a lot too. All right. Well, folks, we have a whole lot more coming up on the Bar Talk Happy Hour, including a Swiftie party with a themed goose and a teen rager gone horribly wrong. We're going to be talking all about that. We got great music on happening right now for those listening on the syndicated shows. Let's get to it. Keep it up with Pearl Snaps, Jason Bolin, and the Stragglers right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. The Bar Talk Happy Hour. What's going on, everybody? It's Odie Coyote here to talk to you about a rager that some teenagers threw, but it also involved the theft of an ornament goose that was decorated in homage to Taylor Swift. So we're going to be talking about that. This is a good one, folks. You guys are really going to enjoy this one. And afterwards, I want to hear your thoughts. Hit us up. Hit us up at the Bar Talk at bartalkhappyhour.com, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. So, Producer Raven.
What?
If you caught your daughter throwing a rager, what would your first reaction be?
She's going to pay for all the damages and work her butt off.
If she were my daughter, she might want to think about moving out because I'd probably kick her out. Like, if you're grown enough, you think you throw a party and you're going to destroy my house, go get your own house. I realize she's probably like 15, so it's probably not legal. Nope. But my first reaction internally would at least be kick her out. I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being hard.
I've always stuck with the story.
All right. That's good. So in a suburban neighborhood of Ohio, a homeowner named Bridget Strand was met with the scene of chaos when she returned home. Her daughter had thrown a wild party advertised on Snapchat, which attracted over 100 attendees and left the house in shambles. Amidst the wreckage of broken guitars, detached countertops, and the remnants of a plant that had been consumed and regurgitated, Bridget discovered that her beloved decorative goose, Betty, was missing. Betty, though, was no ordinary lawn ornament. She was dressed to impress, sporting t-shirts and friendship bracelets in homage to Taylor Swift, earning her the nickname Swiftie Porch Goose. I can't talk. That's a tongue twister. The theft of Betty, a gift that held sentimental value for Bridget, was a blow that compounded the distress of the property damage. The situation took a turn for the bizarre when Bridget began receiving photos of Betty, now a hostage in an unknown location. The images showed the goose in a bedroom far from the rightful place on the porch. This prompted Bridget to take action, reaching out through her daughter's Snapchat to demand answers from the partygoers. As word of the stolen Swiftie goose spread, the internet community rallied to Bridget's cause. TikTok users began dissecting the images for clues, while a Facebook group sprang up, offering support and sharing stories of similar teenage rebellions. The search for Betty became a viral sensation, with strangers from all corners of the web joining the quest. The story reached its resolution when Betty was found on the porch of a nearby home. Though her Swiftie t-shirt was torn, the goose was otherwise intact. The return of Betty brought relief and joy to Bridget and the online community that had been following the saga with bated breath. Now safely back home, Betty has resumed her role as the beloved fixture of the Strand household. She's even been treated to new Taylor Swift-inspired attire, making the start of her safe-at-home era. I actually like that. The tale of Betty's abduction and return to not only entertained the masses, but also highlighted the unpredictable nature of social media's influence and the power of community in the digital age. Okay, I don't have a whole lot more time to talk about this. All I can say is teenagers, right? Although we should talk, Producer Raven and I, we've been to some pretty crazy parties when we were younger too. So it's all in good fun until someone gets hurt or regurgitates a plant and a goose gets stolen. We've got a whole lot more coming up on the Bar Talk Happy Hour, including concerts and everything else right now. Here's a great song for those on the syndicated show, Where I Come From by Alan Jackson, George Strait, Jimmy Buffett, live right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Things are getting real good around here. It's the Bar Talk Happy Hour and Odie Coyote with producer Raven back for one more break here. We got our concerts to get to. So we got Parker McCollum coming up in Roanoke. Producer Raven, help me.
Roanoke,
Virginia. This is why I'm so glad I have a producer, y'all, because otherwise I'd be lost. Well, this kind of sucks because it's happening on the 19th, but Willie Nelson is going to be in Mesa, Arizona.
He should do it on the 20th.
And because 420 and Willie Nelson.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I wish I had the sound effect, but you guys have to just bear with me. If you don't get the reference, I'm sorry, but I have to keep this FCC compliant. But Willie Nelson, go check him out. Travis Tritt in Van Wert, Ohio, going to be, he's on the 20th, though. Maybe they should swap places.
They should.
I don't know. That's probably not likely going to happen.
You know what would be weirder?
What?
If it was in Colorado.
Yes!
On the 20th.
Mile High. For shizzle. Okay, I'll stop. Well, I hope you guys are having a great time out at the bar, out hanging out at home, listening to us wherever you're at, maybe heading out to the bar. Remember, guys, having a few drinks ain't the problem. Just make sure don't get drunk, because you need a ride home, all right? Don't be doing the drunk driving thing, all right? It ain't good. It doesn't end that well for anybody. Besides, get a driver. Tell them to put on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. It's right there. You guys can immediately go back and hear this show as much as you want. We're on demand and got a podcast. Just check us out, bartalkhappyhour.com. And thanks again to our stations airing us each week. We really appreciate you, as we're a brand new syndicate show. So every new station, so much appreciated. I'm blessed beyond measure to have our stations. And you guys can always check out our current list of stations on our website as well, bartalkhappyhour.com, so you can find out who's airing us local to you. And we'll be back next week as always. And just thank you guys so much for tuning in. We are so grateful. Producer Raven, any final words from you? Nothing? She does this every week at least once to me. She stands me up. I know.
Thank you for listening to the preceding broadcast of the Bar Talk Happy Hour. The broadcast is copyrighted and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted in any way without the express written permission from the show creator. For comments and questions, please contact us online, bartalkhappyhour.com.